So one of my favorite podcasts are the stories told on the Moth Radio Hour. Yeah, few of you know that, but if not, you will soon. So every now and then, I find myself weeping. I find myself weeping so touched by a story. And this happened recently in listening to Alistair Bain's masterfully told story entitled Home. Alistair is a citizen of the Eastern Shawnee Nation of Oklahoma, currently lives in Denver. So here's my summary of his story, though there is nothing like listening to him share his story from the heart. Alistair grew up in an abusive, unstable home. Parents who drank too much and argued too much. The only common ground they could seem to find was disappointment in the fact that their son was queer. He left home, understandably, at an early age, drifted and struggled mightily with life. When he turned 18, he did what he could to turn his life around. Went back to school, got a job, rented his own room at a week-to-week transient hotel. It was a tough place to live. The people there actually scared him, all except one. One man who lived directly across the hall saw Alistair for who he was for the first time in his life. The man helped Alistair to believe in himself, to recognize his own resilience, courage, kindness, and big heart. This was a short chapter in Alistair's life. Yet he never forgot Rex, the man across the hall. Rex helped Alistair understand what he had once heard, that words are medicine, and we choose every time whether our words will be good or bad medicine for each other. Well, Rex and Alistair were good medicine for one another. At key moments in Alistair's life, he had every reason to feel like he could never catch a break, was simply a victim of a mean world. Alistair Bain could have understandably written the narrative of his life filled with all the excuses why he was failing in life, why he felt downtrodden day after day. That narrative was an option. Yet Alistair never forgot those times in his life when he was able to respond to the stumbling blocks in his path as opportunities, giving him the motivation to find a way around the obstacles or take another path. When he did that, he could see gifts on the path that were there all along. Alistair could draw strength from the Rexes in his life, people that saw his heart and his soul. Alistair was able to pursue a life as an artist and a storyteller. He learned how important it was to consider the company that you keep, to walk the path with people that see you for who you are and are not undone in the face of mean-spirited people whose lack of self-esteem cultivates a corrosive reflex in diminishing others. So I share Alistair's story, and by the way, it's worth the 14 minutes to listen to the entire story. you will, I'm fairly certain, weep as well. I share it because it has everything to do with one of the most important lessons the Torah has to teach us. This week's double Torah portion, Matot Maaseh, brings us to the end of the fourth of, we've got a lot of burgeoning B'nai Mitzvah kids out there, the fourth of the five books of Torah. I saw the answer. Fourth of five books of Moses. Our biblical ancestors, through the sacred words of Torah, want to equip us with the tools to survive and thrive in the promised land and everywhere. And what are those tools? Those tools are the way we tell our stories. Parashat Maaseh begins with a travel log of the Israelites' journey from the moment of being freed from Egyptian bondage to the realization that entering the promised land was close at hand. Like Alistair Bain, the biblical authors had choices how to tell their story. There is no lack of hardships to recount in the Israelites' 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. The rabbinic sages take the dry list of places and names and weave it into a midrash, imagining God telling Moses, write down all the places through which the Israelites journey so that they will recall the miracles that I wrought for them, guiding them safely through human and natural disasters. The Midrash, through a short parable, compares this list of place names to the situation of a king whose son has taken ill. The king took him to a specialist, someone to bring him back to good health. On their return journey, at every stopping place, the king reminds his son, here is where you had a headache, and here is where we stopped to rest. The rabbis write the king's narrative of the journey with an appreciation for every oasis that welcomed the Israelites, provided them with food and water, so that every oasis was rewarded by being mentioned in the Torah. On one hand, Torah does not impose rose-colored glasses through which we are to recall our biblical wilderness journey. On the other hand, the hardships encountered along the way, and there were and there are plenty of them, they don't define the journey. To the contrary, the biblical narrative maps our journey, selecting particular places that highlight the blessings that emerge from hardships. It's in our response to life, to what we encounter on the journey. That's what defines us as individuals, as a people, and as global citizens. The way we frame our narrative and tell our story impacts what our lives and the world look like when we, as the Israelites, are at a threshold preparing to step into a new chapter. Tonight is a threshold of finishing a book of Torah as we prepare to begin the fifth book of Torah, the book of Deuteronomy, that we begin this coming week. So here's the tradition. When we finish a book of Torah, which I will do in a moment, that we collectively recite the words, Chazak, Chazak, Venit chazek, be strong, let us be strengthened by words of Torah. So those three words, we just need one rehearsal. Here we go. Chazak, chazak, venit chazek. So here's the end of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers. Ele hamitzvot v'hamishpatim asher tziva Adonai biyad Moshe el b'nei Yisrael ba'arvot Moav al Yarden Yerecho. These are the commandments and regulations that Adonai required, enjoined upon the Israelites through Moses on the steps of Moab at the Jordan near Jericho. Are you ready? Chazak, chazak, venit chazek.